Blog Talk Radio.
Stalking, delusional, dangerous group of individuals, call the police. If you can't get a restraining order like I haven't been able to recently because I don't know where these people live. I mean, I did in the past. Just call the police and keep safe. I had dealt with some individuals that are outside my window, you know, or outside the gates of my home. Come near my home, they drive in the area of Sherman Way, Haskell all the time. Shout out at their mouth that they can see me inside my home. Said that they were wondering if my home was cleaned, which is a felony. You don't tell a homeowner what to do in their home, if it wasn't cleaned, then you go, then you deal with them directly, and what they say isn't necessarily true. But The truth is that what they say out their mouths is so delusional and dangerous because it's impossible for that to happen. But however, if it's true, it's a crime. The police department said that I told the police department in my area about this, and they said that no one, not even a cop, will look in someone's home without their permission, because the home isn't cleaned or messy. No one, not even a cop, if a cop wants to investigate or look at someone's home, they would get a search warrant. This is what I was told. And if there was something really serious, then they still couldn't look because it is illegal in court. Also, it's a violation. It's not, you know, these criminals don't understand reality. They make up stories about my home, driving a car. I have no idea what the obsession is. But the truth is that these dangerous people with delusions, they got this agenda to put me, you know, in the hospital so that I can get a conservator so they can best possess my home fraudulently. All because I own a little condo. That doesn't make sense. This has been going on and off for about 12 years. I don't understand what the obsession is. This lady says she was a social worker, which she isn't. If she is, she is going to prison. Have drove him around around me when I'm outside, saying that I don't own the property, and that her agenda was to get me to be put in a hospital. That's never going to happen. Not at this age. You know, they have procedures, and, you know, I'm not worrying about it because I'm a high-functioning individual, and I'm dealing with some delusional person or dangerous criminal. These individuals need to be locked up in prison. First of all, I don't understand why would they do this, but it's not about understanding. It's about what their actions and what they say out their mouth is very sick and evil. These are dangerous sociopaths. Their mental health is gone bonkers. They need to be see a psychiatrist locked in prison. Society be safe. I don't understand what their obsession is. I dealt with this guy named James Clay Jr. who I lived. I think it started when I was living in 2002 in an apartment building, and I did not talk to him because, you know, I felt that he was sick. And I put a restraining order on him because I did not want to talk to no criminal. You don't do this. But since I moved into a home, and it's all about them jealous of me owning a home and out there on the street, that is no excuse. I'm dealing with a dangerous, deceptive predators who should be locked in a county jail. I will never be in a conservatorship. If I do, that will never happen in this lifetime. We know the rules about boundaries, and we know the rules about stalking. I'm dealing with some people who just take the law in their own hands and are so sick out of their minds that they need to, that the officers and police will eventually put them in jail or something because they are extremely dangerous. When I have an individual, a lady, who's concerned about my vacuum or a condo or what it looks like inside and says she can look inside, that is such a predator. No one can look inside my condo without me, the owner of, and this is, you know, I own this condo, and there's a law in the state that prevents voyeurism that includes police officers, social workers, anybody. I bring this up, I'm trying to explain the facts that I'm dealing with this individual who was from Grove Street or from the nearby neighbor who should have been arrested and locked in for years in prison. They are extremely dangerous, cold, malicious, and their mental health issues is no excuse for the evil treachery that they're doing. They just haven't gotten caught. I will never go to an innocent person and violate or make up stories of violating their privacy or violate their privacy if they did to because I'm trying to harass some individual because of some agenda I have to take their home away or because I'm jealous. That's sick. These individuals might be homeless, living in outside my home. So this homeless, some homeless individuals be on the street for years because of their delusions. You know, they have those schizophrenics out there in Hollywood, schizophrenics in Van Nuys. These individuals need to be locked up. I used to work with mental health. Not only was I in the music industry, but I can't work with no mental health. I ain't going to work with the nearby San Fernando Mental Health Center ever again, Cornerstone, no way, or be a part of it in any way, because I consider, I'm sorry, but some people with mental health issues are extremely dangerous. The stigma is real. This lady who sets this misdemeanor, says something that could be a misdemeanor, or could be not only that, could be trespassing, she could be put in jail. I brought this up again because they outside my home saying all this delusional yet criminal stuff, because I say if it's true, it's a crime. And coming near me all the time, that's a crime too. I was told I needed to get a restraining order, and I needed to do that. I don't think that's enough. I think that they need to do more. They need to toughen the laws on stalking. Nobody can trespass on anyone's home without their permission. No one should be stalking someone, individual, for no good reason. No one should be out on the street who's sick in the head and left out there to harass and hurt people. They need to put these people in the hospital, lock them up, and keep them there permanently, or put them in prison. I think they deserve prison. Now, the thing is that they all have the symptoms of a sociopath, a psychopath, you know, type of individuals. They're extremely dangerous. I do believe something's going on, because they know information about my condo from their mouths, or could it be coincidence? I don't know how, because it's hard to see the proof, but if it is a violation, that it is wrong. Now, we know that we can't have we know the laws, you know, California Penal Code 647, and they said associate of victim or whatever is not allowed, a relative, and that's definitely a stranger. And we know that even an officer can't do that. Now, if an officer was to do that, he could lose his job and be charged, too. I have contacted LAPD at 818-374-7611 about this, and they told me what I needed to do. They told me I should call the police if I see these individuals. I have. They outside my window, outside on Haskell, near Sherman Way, all the time, driving up and down. I don't understand it. I have any options available for these individuals. They can buy their own home. They can get a job. They can do lots of things. They want to sit out there and commit crimes is illegal. I mean, the lady in the med has said this statement that she did not want me to go further than a master's degree, which is also sick and delusional. I feel that this lady is extremely dangerous, because her mental health, her mental illness, her narcissism and delusion, schizophrenia, what should I call it, is an antisocial behavior. She is capable of anything. When you have someone who says things that are illegal, or who was given the permission to do something that's illegal under law. This person is capable of anything. You know, people who have mental health diagnoses or who commit crimes and they're left undetected could participate in a heinous crime. We saw what happened with Sally Hook. We saw what happened with the Colorado Theater. We even saw, what happened in Taiwan when a guy was delusional and dangerous. He chopped off the head of an innocent child. These are individuals who are capable of extreme dangers. I think that the dangerous tendencies that they're doing is trying to commit fraud. They already commit harassment. They may have committed a misdemeanor, and so on.
These dangerous lowlives stated that they had a signal in my home to peek inside. They, again, as I mentioned, you know, they say my carpets weren't clean. That's illegal. We know the laws on, you know, if my carpets was not clean or whether they are or not. I mean, my condo don't look that bad, but if it was true, I call the health department, come to me directly. You don't go and install a signal in somebody's home. Now, this leads me to the other scenario, like I mentioned, with the police. LAPD can't do that either. Now, if they were to do that, you know, police, you know what they call that, the corruption, they can go to jail too. I mean, these are all the statements that these individuals have made out of their mind were felonies. And the police officer, there's nothing much to do until they commit a crime. They may have committed a crime already. Try to commit ID theft, saying that they want me to see me leave my home. Her goal is to get me in an apartment building. That's never going to happen, not in L.A. County, not in this lifetime. I mean, I have to stay away from delusional, dangerous people. And one way is I can't work in a mental health system again. These dangerous, delusional people are outside my condo doing this and have gotten away with it. You know, I have never seen such sickness in my entire life and such treachery. Everything that I say out my mouth is the truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. I mean, the other thing is that they are prejudiced and mention their antisocial behavior, which is connected to racism, is connected to homophobia, all that stuff. I don't know these individuals very well. Whatever agenda that they have, they will get caught. I believe they're part of some drug dealing. I believe they're out there doing something illegal. I don't hang around those type of people. There's nothing here for them. They did say they were trying to, one thing they mentioned, which was delusional, they're trying to steal my song. They cannot have my song, That's Why I Fell in Love with You, because I'm the songwriter, I have to get permission. Now, this is the thing about being in the music industry or having a song out that's been played on heart radio and so on, because the problem is that you attract me with some dangerous, delusional people. Yes, they want to take my dreams away, say the song's out 20 years or some other thing. It's not going to happen. But I have to keep calling the police until these people are apprehended. They need to go somewhere else. I don't understand what the obsession is, because I don't know them, but it happens to people who are, I guess, entertainers. But I was put in a situation where I was a target of some individual who don't understand reality and who are taking the law in their own hands. I mean, when I hear a person come up to near me and say, oh, my vacuum doesn't work, or I'm concerned about the way my condo looks, and if they're violating it, that's a crime. And they said to people, it's a civil matter. It is not a civil matter. It's on the books of the California law. The police department, the chief have told me this. They can get arrested. Not only that, they can be arrested for trespassing, littering on someone's property, and so on. There are other violations as well. These people are they're trying to commit ID theft, trying to get me to lose my home, and so on. It doesn't, whatever agenda they have, a conspiracy is illegal. The last thing I mentioned is that one thing that I notice about criminals is that some sociopaths with severe mental health problems are also very clever at hiding their mental diagnoses and covering up their crimes. They have run around and told people that I myself was delusional. They went around and told people that I was sick, I was unstable. They even have made up stories to police department and other people in order to get people to believe their lies. I mean, the problem is that the individuals need to be locked up. And I believe these people not only have mental health diagnoses, usually when someone who acts like this for no good reason, not only that they're mentally ill, they probably have a criminal record, they're probably wanted by somebody, I'm sure they have been in jail before, and I'm pretty sure they have some alcohol and drug problem. Yes, all above. and usually coincide with each other. So when you have this situation going on, and these individuals are very clever or have this ability on a long-term basis covering up their sickness and their psychosis, as well as their dangerous tendencies, I am very concerned about society as a whole. When I mention this to police departments, they are concerned because there are a lot of people in the society who could be participating in this. When I bring this up, some people are wondering, is it affecting me mentally? It will affect every victim, as I learned, if they don't take care of themselves. It is a right under law. I mean, if they say it's trespassing, you know, if you go to the judge and judge look at the law, they could put the judge could put them in jail. I mean, I would never do this to another human being. That's because I'm well. I'm not a criminal, and I'm not a psychopath. A psychopath will only do this. A criminal. I'm not paranoid about the situation because I bring that up because anybody naturally would be paranoid if you're dealing with somebody who to say things outside your home on a daily basis or follow you around. I mean, no one's allowed to do that. Now, you know, it could be, you know, some situations, as I talk about this, I have mentioned there could be misunderstandings in some instances, but there's no misunderstanding. It's the law, is what's legal. I would never, as a human being, a rational human being, hurt an innocent person because I'm jealous of them. I got to be sick and dangerous if I'm going to do that. And these individuals are that. And that is the reason why there's a stigma. If they talk about stigma out there in the car, it is true. Mental health, mentally ill people, some of them are extremely dangerous. They can't be around any other individuals. These individuals are that. And the last thing I'm going to mention is being in the music industry, they have said things about, you know, they don't, you know, I can't sing. They're trying to stop me from getting my dreams come true or, you know, fat, whatever. You know, the thing is that I am concerned about the laws of the state of California when these things happen because they should be toughened. I think that the police department should have more programs to deal with this, that this is very extreme danger. I do not hang around any type of negative person. I don't hang around criminals. I don't hang around drug dealers. I don't hang around no one who commit crimes like this. I don't hang around delusional people who act crazy and commit atrocities. And these individuals coming around me, which I don't understand, and it's irrational, and it's dangerous. If you're around somebody like this, call the police, get a restraining order. Do whatever you can to protect yourself, because these individuals are capable of doing anything. And if we're not careful, they might try to take our lives. Because when you have a mental ill or a criminal who can participate in possibly not only harassment or saying crazy things, or possibly trespassing, which possibly, I don't know, they are capable of anything. They because of their sickness, they may not have no respect for life. They don't have no respect for boundaries. They probably won't have no respect for life either. So that is the truth. So keep yourself safe. And if you have to, try to move to another area. I'm in consideration with that, but I'm okay because I'm going to be fine because I have to protect myself and I have to be good and I have to be honest because I want to live another day and I don't want nobody, because of their delusions or their jealousy, take my life away. I do believe is related to the Vaux Street building and where I used to live. And so individuals, more than one person was involved. I do believe that they were involved. I do believe that on the individuals that I live in the building, not just the guy I mentioned next door to me, but others were involved in this sickness. And you know, it's just a shame that these individuals have nothing better to do but sit on the ass and hurt people. Sit on the ass all day and hurt people. I mean, you don't tell a grown people person what to do. You don't trespass on someone's home if it's true. I don't know because what they say out their mouth is delusional. You don't go and stalk somebody for a long time because you don't want them to see them succeed. That's sick. You don't try to take someone's dream. Most people in this world are aware of this, and they naturally will respect other individuals. Fortunately, I'm in a situation where I'm dealing with someone who has more than one person who do not understand this and are extremely dangerous. Protect yourself, because if you don't, they if you're not careful, they might even try to take your life. This is the Dove Night. Good night.